The other thing, the other thing is that, the other thing is that, just some meditation, you know, just some meditation, one or two techniques of meditation, you spend all your life, reach nowhere, you know, that, or we must, must make possible to be free, you see, from cycle, death and rebirth, all this and all this, to be free forever from these sufferings. We should look for that. Total liberation. You see, totally to be free from whole entire suffering, samsara, see. You should look for that. to finish the suffering, to end suffering, samsara. So that depends on yourself. Removing the cause of the suffering, delusion, karma and delusion, they cause the negative impulse. So for that we need to exercise path to liberation. The true path, you know, to achieve cessation, we need to exercise true path. So we need to study all the entire path which removes those disturbance of obscuration, those seed of the delusions. So you study and reflect and meditate, you know, make familiarize with the have realization, can develop that. So we need to do that. Otherwise, same story, you know. Die is born. As long as we don't remove the cause of the suffering, the karma and delusion, the seed of delusion, you see, from where the delusion has completely removed. as long as we don't do that, you know, by exercising time, as long as we don't do that, same story. You know? Again, we again suffer the same thing, which we experienced a number of times, which we experienced nothing new, even though form realm, desire realm, what is it, billions, greatest sense of enjoyment, pleasure, which is sensual pleasure, we have gone there a number of times. And then in form realm, where there's no suffering or pain, we have gone there a number of times through development of samatha, karma, meditation, those are, firm contemplation. We achieved that. We did numerous times. Born there numerous times. That's nothing special. That's another samsara realm. And formless realm, where there's no suffering, not only there's no suffering pain, but there's no suffering or change. You know, the temporary samsara, the pleasure with nature, with own suffering, where there's no those two other sufferings. But formless realm, not free from suffering. Pervasive suffering, pervasive compound suffering, being able to control karma and delusion, contaminate the seed of the consciousness, contaminate the seed of delusion. So which compound suffering, which come out again future, but you see that, you know, something. So then when you finish that karma, again you reincarnate, even the holy one, again same thing, you know, so circle round, you see. We did it a number of times. So therefore now, what we should look for and this is to achieve the path to liberation, you know, the complete path to achieve liberation. So this when we study, see, enter the next life. So that we need to do this life. We can't plan next life. Next life much we can't say, you know, again to have such a precious human body to practice Dharma. You can't really tell, because that needs a pure morality, and to receive like a perfect image. But you need to create cause of eight qualities. soul. That's not easy. That's not easy. We can tell, you know, one day's our way of living life, our way of thinking. So if you check from morning until night, our attitude, you know, and if you find mostly it's attachment clinging to this life, and sometimes anger, that, you know. Then there's many other jealous mind. So there are many other things, you see. So this attitude, so this is the attitude, most of us see the attitude which is like this. how we live our life, how we, our attitude in daily life, kind of ours, like that. So all those attitudes, you know, attachment, you know, clinging to this life, all, basically that was the reason, that is non-virtue thought, that is non-virtue, that thought is non-virtue. And then whatever activity we do, attachment clinging to this life, whatever activity we do, everything can make karma, because that motivation and virtue, so whatever activity we do with the mind, everything transformed into karma. Because all the actions possessed by that non-virtual thoughts, so everything can make karma. So, whether you're eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, whatever you do, you see, or you can make it, you can make it, mostly it's done, even with time practice dharma, but most, if you check, mostly done with that. So, mostly you become a karma. So even sometimes, praying, meditating, you know, even those things, making charity, you know, giving money to beggars or something. So, sometimes even those things become, say, done with the attachment, clinging to this life, clinging to the life, you see, this happens to life. Then everything becomes karma. Even the charity becomes karma, even the praying, even meditation becomes karma. Therefore, say, do not become dharma. Looking dharma, but do not become dharma. Giving charity or doing prayer, looking dharma, looking spiritual, but not, do not become spiritual. From the 24 hours, our way of living our life, our way of thinking, the attitude, or by analyzing that, then we can tell. If I die now, what will happen? If I die now, if I die tonight, what will happen? If I die now, suddenly, what will happen? So the effect of the which rebirth you will take, is scientific. The effect of the positive or negative thoughts. See, is higher rebirth. Positive thought. So if you die with positive, then there's a higher rebirth. If you die with negative thought, then wrong thing. In 24 hours, if you were trying to practice dharma, most of our attitude is that unpractical thought, you see, it has been clinging to this, like worldly thoughts, you see. So therefore, then that, if you suddenly die without thought, you see, then that's it, you see. They're not sure when we can come back. That's very hard to see. Because there's no opportunity for dharma in the lower realms, and then goodness created karma on top of that. Then goodness of wonder in the lower realms. So therefore, when you can come back as human beings, extremely hard to see. become very important. Doing retreat and so forth. To practice dharma as much as possible. with much hardships, you know. By putting effort. Just, being strong, being courage and strong as you are putting effort. Then to practice down as much as possible. So strong, delusion, but here courage, strong, perhaps dharma, the hardships, you know, say that. Against the delusion. Against the delusion, see. Against the enemy delusion who causes all the sufferings, you see. So courage inspired, say, courage in the strong, be hardships, you know, against the delusion. So that's So out there, so it becomes how important, how unbelievably important it is to be a hasid, to practice dharma, to be a hasid as much as possible. To be strong as much as possible. And May yourself stronger than delusion. You see, make yourself, so it's like a local competition. You see, so in the here practicing dharma, you see, so you defeat the delusion. You know, who causes you all the sufferings. You know, never let you to achieve liberation, enlightenment. You see, who make you to harm others, you see, who don't say allow you to have all the realizations, to liberate others from suffering, to bring to enlightenment, who don't allow this, you see. So, so the say, so here the practice of dharma, the enemy of dharma, you defeat the delusion, any enemy delusion from where all the suffering comes, you defeat, you see. So eliminate. So that's the real dharma. So so exercise in part is to cease. So 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 to achieve, to go for the goal of achieving the cessation of the suffering, and by ceasing the cause, by trying to come. So that's what we should go for. You see. Now that is for yourself. That with that aim, practicing dharma, I mean, attaining path, this is for your own happiness. But now even more important to practice dharma, let's see, is it numberless others, the numberless helpers, numberless hungers, numberless animals, human beings, the individual, so easy to get number of things. So this, when you receive, you receive all your past happiness, present happiness, numberless past happiness, present happiness, future happiness, and then liberation, ultimate happiness, liberation, enlightenment. Everything you receive by kindness of God, every helping, every angels, every animal, every human being, soul, and soul, and mystery beings. So that, and how does all the happiness you receive by kindness of each and every single being, how? is that so there's the evolution of that. So so all your past, present, future, all the happiness, temporary, ultimate, and when everything comes from your virtuous thought, you know. They are virtuous action. And these are actions of Buddha. Your virtuous thought, your virtuous action, these are actions of Buddha that which is within the sentence, that which is mental kingdom. Okay? So Buddha, so therefore Buddha came from Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva came from Bodhicitta, Bodhicitta came from great compassion. Great compassion generated by depending on the kindness. Great compassion and generated, by the kindness of the suffering, obscured sentient beings. Great compassion generated due to these obscured suffering, each helpings. Due to the obscure suffering each human goes, due to the obscure suffering every animal, every insect, every human being, sura, asura, individual. So compassion is generated, great compassion generated, the root of bodhicitta generated, depending on the each and every single suffering human beings. Okay? Not even one left out. So that means all your past, present, all your past happiness, numberless past happiness, from beginning to birth, now, all the future happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything, you receive the root from the sin, you receive from the sentient beings. From every helping you receive, from every hungry, from every animal, from every human being, from every surasura. So when you walk in the road, every insect that you see, flies, those tiny flies flying on the cow dung, you see, or the flies, every worms, insects that you see in the road, you see. So all your happiness, from all numbers, past, present, liberation, enlightenment, all the realization path to liberation, everything. The Buddha has a limitless class of qualities. Buddha's holy body, Buddha's holy mind has a limitless class of qualities, you know. Buddha's holy body has a limitless class of quality, speech has a limitless class of quality, mind has a limitless class of qualities. So, when you become the city, Buddha said, however, so all this, all completely you receive by kindness of. Each of those insects that you see in the road, dogs, you see, goats, and whatever, every person that you meet in the road is compounding. So, same, every person who is here, so all your partners, past, present, happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything is received by kindness of each person here, you see. So now each person here, you can see how it's most precious for you. Happiness from beginning to birth, you see from each of this person here, and all the present happiness, all the future happiness, now it's more and more precious. Then now, ultimately, you know, the liberation, see by kindness of each person, now it's much more precious. Now in a full enlightenment, you see by kindness of each person here. So now saying, when you walk on the road, you see every person you see, every animal you see, every insect you see. So all your so completely all the collection of goodness there. Oh, you see everything from the completely from each thing. So most precious, most kind of. You see. So this is how we should meditate. This is also how we should to meditate when we are walking in the road, shopping, or say, you know, also when you go down a circumambulation. Okay. So anyway, so about that, say, Then of course, this is the extrinsic kindness. But then there's of course maintain. For example, you know, the our survival, the comfort of eating food depends on cooks, you know, or working. So there's all these things, you see. Another one. So this is another example. So person whom you call enemy, or whom you don't like. See? Now here, if you don't practice compassion, if you don't cherish this person, there's no enlightenment. There's no bodhicitta, there's no Mahayana power. All these unbelievable qualities, this power, you can't achieve. You know? But the self power, you can't achieve. They come to the power. You know, this, you know, complete stage, all this, you can't achieve. You know? The quickest way to achieve enlightenment. This highest skill, you see, skill to method, you see, is the quickest way to overcome, the quickest way to seize the problems. And appreciate enlightenment. That doesn't happen, you know. If you give up this person, you know, then you see, no bodhicitta, no, then you see, you can't achieve all those realizations from the five paths or 10 bhumis, however, you know, you can't. And including the country path, you can't. Can't complete, okay? So you can't cease the deponent, and you can't achieve the Dhammakaya, Rupakaya, Buddha's holy body mind, the kind of perfect world or something with, can't. So you cannot liberate another sentient beings from the whole thing, from self-suffering, you can't bring them to enlightenment. So you can't bring them to enlightenment, which is the ultimate goal of our life. You know, liberating other sentient beings from the suffering, samsara, and to bring them to enlightenment is the ultimate goal of our life. So you don't achieve that. So if you don't cherish this person, you see, who abuses you, you see, who criticizes you, who don't like, who don't love you, see, you give up this person, you don't cherish, then you see, not enlightenment. Okay? So all those things stopped. Okay? No, okay. So now, if you cherish this person, your bodhicitta says, if you cherish this person, then there's enlightenment. Then you can see all this mind power, you know, all these qualities of Buddha's holy beings, and all the limitless qualities of Buddha's, what Buddha has, all you can see. And you can liberate another sentient beings from the suffering, bring them to enlightenment. You can go do that. So now you can see, this person is giving you enlightenment. If you chase this person gives you all this, five path, ten permits, all these, tenth path, all this is realization, gives you this extraordinary gift, is this, which is the limitless grasp of gives you enlightenment, liberation enlightenment, you see. So now this person, and this person who has anger towards you, who gives you opportunity to practice patience, you know. So precious. How this is so precious. Unbelievable precious, you see. Even you pay billion dollars to this person is nothing. Even you pay $1 billion is nothing. What this person gives you, you see, to train your mind to path in life and patience or business. Okay? So, you see, brain drop is nothing. You know, there's nothing. If you think of the benefit of patience, you know, what it can benefit to all sentient beings. It brings happiness, peace to all sentient beings. You know, you see, numberless sentient beings. You know, happiness, peace, it's called, say, and bring it to enlightenment. So, therefore, what this person gives you is, you know, like you may disguise benefit, you see. So if you give $1 billion, it's nothing. Siddhartha. So anyway, so how now you see how this present so precious that they say, by cherishing, they are not at all the rest. So most precious. So even if you give whole world filled with the diamond and gold, you see, to this person, filled with diamond and gold, you offer to the person is nothing. Can't recognize. So therefore now, after releasing, all need practice Dharma. So now here, for the benefit of sentient, but then each and every single sentient, Namas Helga, all those who are suffering for the obscurity, from here is all your happiness, practice Dharma for them, to help them. Okay? So, that's it. often food. Focus on the lives of free or sentient from the suffering cost of being enlightened, they are not teaching enlightenment, okay? They are going to practice your eating, and charity to sentient beings, okay? Include the sentient beings living in the body and bring to enlightenment, by revealing the Dharma through the connection. I have made charity to the sentient beings living in my body, you see, by making charity food to them now, you see. So, later, through the connection, then they become human beings, then I, reveal Dharma, bring to enlightenment. and offer to the Dharma Sangha, okay? But the Dharma Sangha, so three things. Think that. And then I, action, making offering, making charity, eating yoga, and then Bhajama Sangha, sentient beings, all these, for whom we do all these in practice, all these, then what they are is what is merely level of mind. So therefore, they exist, they merely exist in my name, merely level of mind. So therefore, I do not exist from outside, it's empty. All these actions do not exist from the outside, they are empty. And all this merely field also, they exist, but they do not exist from their own side, they are empty. And the sentient things exist, but they don't exist from their own side, they are empty. Okay? So there's a management. The very important foundation with the Buddha Dharma, the bodhicitta, the right view, wisdom and method is done. That includes also renunciation too. So now with these three things of power, already done. So now then, you're offering, then those who have received great initiation, you can visualize, and then by mental emptiness, you visualize yourself deity and present deity. Then that means also present mandala, you see the fruit, all the fruit, and then also some nectar, but oceans of nectar, uncontained nectar, and extended jewel container. If it's a lower tangle, if it's a high tangle, of course you visualize that from the nectar. So that. even if you haven't received any initiation, then you will still visualize the food into nectar, uncontaminated nectar, and they're very expansive, you see, the expanded jewel container, something like that. So numbers like that, oceans of nectar food, better quality, more number. If you visualize, you offer, the more merit you collect. So. Could be easier to enlightenment. How old are you? For while you're blessing the food, you see, those who know the mantra, clouds are opened, and the oceans and the numbers are opened at the root, and all the lights are opened, all opens here at the root, and it's offerings at the land. Then all the offerings in the Epimbi Center, all the offerings in the Epimbi Center Pomba, all the extensive offerings there, and then the Upper House where I lived, and then all the extensive offerings there. Flowers outside, inside, lights outside, I mean, thousand light of movies, water offerings, all the food offerings. The Washington, the Amitabha Pure, and these are two places. There's also so many flowers outside, inside, many lights, thousand lights, and then many water offerings, food offerings, so there are many offerings. So not only offering food, but you offer everything. All these extensive meditations will happen, and we give to all human beings, we dedicate our share of give to all human beings. And then that's excellent. they all get the merits, and you dedicate to them. So many offering, number of oceans, number of food. So number of options are matter of food and all the lights here, all the rest of offerings, in all the Epimbi Center Gumba, there are so many offerings, etc. There's an up to South Washington, it's a place then, and now we offer to sing. If you recite the mantra, the numbers put to the sabbath, they receive each offering from the light like skies, and they receive, they never at all in body meditation of the Lama, and they receive all these offerings, and it's a place, okay? Also prostrate to come to earth was all been take opportunity to claim extensive marriage. Then I prostrate towards the Guru Prisha marriage field, it was familiar, if not then Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and there is all the Guru Dhamma Sangha, all the 10 various horoscopes. All the 10 various statues to the scripture, all the horoscopes, that's everything. The process to that, which comes here, and then of our numbers of options and other food. To that scenario in Pimbris, and then of all the offerings there, the root, all the lights, and all the rest of the offerings, the land, and all the rest of the Pimbris and the Gomba, all the offerings, and then after South version, all the different ones. With the nature of Pimbris, of our. Now, prostrate to come together, it was all the tendrils of the Dhamma Sangha, for embodied direction of Dhamma. Then the offer, the extensive, the number is extensive, the natural food offerings. Over them. And also the offerings, all the light offerings outside, and the offerings here, and then on the land. All offerings, Epimbi Center Gomba, and after salvation, all the actions of the building, natural intimate bliss, now offer them. Next, tenders and statues, stupas, scriptures, all the Buddha's relics in the different part of the world, travels all the holy objects. That is in this universe, other universes, who are embodying Vaishnava Dharma, Guru Vaishnava Dharma. So if we can get everything Guru, then we're quite, even we offer one statue or one stupa, say, but in Guru, then you're quite the most extensive marriage, the greatest most extensive marriage, so therefore, now hear now this. So prostrate, which comes further to them. Now, measure out the numberless options of nectar food. All the lights and all that is often there on the land, and all the hands and the gumba up to South Washington. We offer them. Who are embodied in the Shantarama. So now here, with the Bodhicitta motivation, and then after down here, as the last one is make charity, the number is nectar fruit, you know, make charity to every helping, every hungry ghost, every helping, every hungry ghost, every animal, make charity, you know, every animal, every human beings, every sura being, asura beings, and domestic beings. So they all enjoy to see the exercise, it calls them the exercise path, cease all the department, they all become enlightened. Every helping become enlightened, every humble being enlightened, every animal become enlightened in the day to day that you practice. All the human beings become enlightened in the day to day, all the sura, asuras, everyone become enlightened. All things Guru Shetam the Buddha, or Chinese, or whatever. So down to here, we collected from Buddhist motivation, we collected so many times, we discussed marriage, numberless causes of enlightenment, numberous causes of people's prasanta, numberous causes of happiness in future lives. Numberless times, we collected so many times, down to making changes in the. So now, all that marriage, all that number of marriage, so okay, now we realize how fortunate I am, within this short time, I collected numberous causes for all those happiness, how fortunate I am. So then by addressing all the merits get doubled up. So now we dedicate the voice into things, okay? due to all the past, present, the future merits for them, to the merits for others. myself and the all of our family members and family members, then all the students in this organization, all the supporters, the benefactors, all those, so many people who sacrificed their life for the organization to serve others, and all the sentient beings. This food came from many sentient beings, numberless sentient beings. They died for this food. The long run evolution of this food, numbers of them died, numbers of them suffered for this, numbers of them created some harm others, and numbers of them worked for this food, including the present cooks there. So this food came from numbers of them. So including all these numbers of them from where this food came, then all the rest of them, may we be separated away from Buddha Dhamma Sangha. In all the lifetimes, and also collect merit by the offering, and receive blessings of them, that which is realization from good of the mind, especially with the care that merit realizes one's heart in the heart of all. All the sentient beings in the heart of all the sentient beings, especially the sentient beings where this food, not the sentient beings from where this food came, in all their hearts. So this way, you see, dedicated to me, there's something you benefit for them, you help them, you see, to exercise power. So the last dedication, did all the power, present, future, merits, corrupt, and design, collected by others, sentient beings, and Buddhas, that which existed but was empty. Neither I who existed but was empty. achieve Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but is empty. And they lead all the sentient beings who exist but for empty. Who exist but for empty. To the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but is that which is empty. By myself alone, who exists but who is also empty. So please enjoy the matter. Yeah.